Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, speaking about the Game of Life, you know, we were talking earlier about Adrian Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes we talk about...
Adrian!
Yeah, we talk about, you know, baseball players. This was for Pat.
Okay? Baseball.
This is a football player, Adrian Peterson.
Real athletes.
Okay, all right. Well, recently...
Which was, by the way, I know I'm interrupting you, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But... A reporter just said on ABC News last night, they said America's secular religion, football.
Dear God,
Lord, we just pray for Pat right now.
Lord Jesus.
That you would just deliver him from any kind of unnatural. Prioritizing something with a
I shall have no other gods
ball,
before me.
Pork
yes,
skin.
Yes, Lord.
You know, just help him.
No idol, Lord.
Saints are not saints. Saints
They're
are
not.
Christians.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm.
Well, Adrian Peterson, NFL, you know, awesome. I mean, awesome player, right?
Oh, yeah, he's powerful.
Well, he was interviewed.
You got to still put him up under the cross here.
Wait.
Okay.
In sports,
powerful
right?
Powerful runner.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Thank you for the clarification.
God's awesome.
Thank you.
Good.
Powerful runner.
No, actually, God's good. They're just paid a lot.
Yeah.
Well,
do you know? I'm sorry.
Yes.
I am so messing.
Yeah. Come on.
I'm trying to be quiet over here. But I was just watching an author who just wrote a book about, you know, putting children first. You remember the school superintendent for DC when she showed up? She's Asian American, powerful woman.
And I think so.
Her name is Renee. I think it's Renee. Her last name's Renee, I think. Either way, man, my goodness. She says, well, I happen to be married to an MBA. She's talking about teachers. What she wanted to do was she wanted to be able to pay teachers twice as much as they were getting paid.
Mm.
And...
she give her some of the MBA salary?
Well, no, she wanted to pay them because they have a $1 billion budget in D.C. for their schools, $1 billion.
Mm, wow.
But she said $600 million of it was going to the administration, $400 million was going to the kids.
Mm.
And so she says, you know, there's some sort of, and so she said, you know, I want to be able to pay you double, but you're going to have to step outside of this, trying to control everything that allows you to be able to stay you focus instead of student focus, which would be the way the union was telling these different things about. You could be a bad teacher and not get fired, tenure and all that. They had to step out of tenure.
Mm.
And the head of the union would not even allow them. Would not even allow them her to bring that to a vote. Later he revealed the reason why, because he knew the teachers would vote for it.
Wow.
Yeah, and they fired her instead. And she did 3 years there. She wanted to see the kids. She said poverty should not define it. But this is what she said, and I'm sorry, but I'm talking about sports. She says, I got in trouble at home when I went home for this. She says, they pay NBA players $17 million to dribble a ball down the court. And look what we're paying our teachers.
I know it.
You know what I'm saying? So we just want to, you know, put it in perspective.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's green grass. It's not golden streets.
Right. Sorry, Pat.
We're just having fun this morning.
It's all right.
Wash him, Jesus.
Well,
anyway.
Tim Tebow's finding that out too, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fighting a lot.
Getting back. I'm sorry.
He's fighting a lot. Okay.
I think he obviously repented and came back, by the way, because he threw the two winning passes in the game.
Oh, did he?
According to what Pat told me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So what were you saying?
Adrian Peterson.
Oh, Adrian!
Adrian Peterson.
Yes.
He was interviewed for this Monday morning segment that I think Sports Illustrated does on their website called 10 Things I Think I Think. That's the name of the thing. 10 Things I Think I Think.
It was like the defense minister, secretary of defense's book, right? There's things we know, some known unknowns and some known unknowns.
Interesting.
I think.
Well, one of the things he says is that, he was playing the Detroit Lions, and after he just was doing
Detroit
some stuff.
Who?
Lions, yeah, I know. What do you mean about Detroit?
I'm not saying nothing.
Speaking about Detroit, there's some good stuff going on in Detroit. I hope maybe we talk about it later, but the good stuff's happening.
Yeah, focus. I heard about that.
I know, focus. All right, thank you. Coming back. Adrian.
That's Pat's job to keep us focused.
Thank you, Pat.
And we keep him focused off of NFL.
Yes. Well, I'm bringing him back here for a minute. Well, he tells about this story where
Adrian,
yes. Okay. Yeah. Adrian.
Adrian.
And he says that one of the players on the Detroit Lions tells him, you know, what are you juicing, man? What are you juicing? This is all about steroids.
What is juicing?
Because what are you juicing? And because there's a lot of talk right now in sports right now about, you know, athletes taking all these kind of, you know, steroids. It's just coming to the forefront.
Yeah.
So the guy asks him, what are you doing? What are you taking? And he turns around and says, I'm juicing on the blood of Jesus.
Oh.
He says, wow. What? The player was shocked. And he says,
can you expound on that?
Yeah, I'll expound on it. He's a Christian. He loves the Lord, Adrian. And he talks about his faith. You know, I didn't even know he was a believer, but he says, yeah, you know, everything I do is by faith.
Right.
And this guy came back from an amazing injury. I mean, this thing was like...
Oh, yeah. He blew out his ACL and his MCL. That's hard to come back from.
Isn't that a career ending?
And his ABC and his XYZ.
Well, it could be.
Yeah, most of the times, you know, that's a big deal. Well, he came back from that.
Yeah.
He came back and did what? That following year?
Yeah, he won the NFL rushing title. Over 2,000 yards.
Over 2,000 yards rushing. Did he win like the NFL Offensive Player of the Year too last year?
I think he won the MVP.
Yeah. Over Peyton Manning, which had a great year.
Adrian Peterson. Wow.
But he talks about how...
We're talking about Tim Tebow? Go ahead.
He talks about how powerful it was that he was able just to share his faith, and then they wind up playing the Detroit Lions again, and the same guy comes up to him and says, man, thanks so much for what you told me the last time. You opened my eyes.
Wow.
I mean, listen, people always want to know what's the secret behind. Listen, it's God.
It's God.
It's God.
Exactly.
He uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise.
That's it. There's no secret formula. It's you love the Lord, you trust him, you step on out in faith.
Love, trust, and humility, right?
That's it. And God shows up every time. I want to encourage you. Listen, don't look for there's no trick formula here. Mm-hmm. If you're a believer, you just want to abide. You want to stay close to the Lord. And you want to live a life of faith, corresponding action.
Mm. That's very good. What are you juicing? I'm juicing humility, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm juicing humility. It's all God.
That's it. All God.
And that means like steroid or something?
Steroids.
Yeah.
He's bulking up. He's bulking up.
Bulking up on the Lord, man.
Is that what you're doing, Pat?
No.
Okay. Well, it just brings me back to Tim Tebow while we're talking about, I don't know if you saw it.
Yes,
I saw the preseason game, and it for me to be able to see a game.
You saw a game?
I know. That's what I'm saying. For me to be able to see a game, it was amazing.
How to get stuck on the channel.
Of course, I was watching Tim play somebody.
I think the Giants.
Another football team.
Yes. We were. I was skipping back and forth, though, because I was also watching the Tampa Bay Buccaneers play.
Wow.
Somebody as well.
Mm-hmm. You didn't watch the Saints? They were on last night.
I did, actually.
Really?
I flipped the result in their behind. I turned my head and flipped the channel. But he was not doing well. It was like, oh my goodness.
He hasn't been doing well this whole time. He hasn't.
Well, you know, it was funny because, you know, my son Jared was over that night and he and I were watching it. And
Thank you, Jared, helping him watch football.
And he said, which he said he hadn't done in a while because he's been so busy.
I bet.
And I'm like, oh.
Nothing like life.
Oh, is that right? Is that right? And, he said, after watching Tim Tebow, you know, fumble the ball and pass the ball to a ghost over there on the east side of the field,
right?
He looks at me and he says, maybe he's not right with God right now.
Oh. Wow.
And I thought, well, and I pondered on that for about a week. And it's amazing how you can be walking with God and things are working out. Then all of a sudden you leave God behind.
Mm.
And you start playing ball like Tim Tebow was playing ball. And he was accurate in regards to that. That's how things could be.
Could be. Yeah.
And from what I saw last night,
must
towards
have.
The end of the game, he repented.
Is it one of them huddles? Yeah, there, right. Jesus.
Yeah, right. Well, they did have him down on a knee. Doing...
Well, you thought he was calling plays. He's actually praying. That was a little service he's having there. And...
Yeah, he actually was down doing the Tebow thing. And I talked, by the way, I don't know if I talked about this, but he's changed so many teams, so many teams. Not probably by choice.
No.
But by force. And welcome to walking with the Lord.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
We're going to promote you away from us. And I told Fatheads that they don't need to put him in a uniform. They need to put Fatheads as these big 6-foot posters that they do with different players and all that. But they need to just do a poster of him doing a Tim Tebow. Mm-hmm. Doing a Tebow where he's down on a knee praying.
Right.
With like a green... screen. Kind of
where a team would be.
Yeah, right.
With a white jersey, you feel color in.
Generic jersey.
Well, you remember those pictures that it all looked different based on what angle you looked at it? You know, you can just start from this way and it's like the Gators and you move over and it's like Denver and you go back and it's New York and then you go this way, you know, it's who knows?
England.
Yeah.
And, but there's one thing that's consistent through the whole thing that he acknowledges Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. Right. Jeremy Lin, Tim Tebow, and now Adrian.
That's
beautiful. You know, they're taking something that's their occupation and praising God with. That's pretty cool.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.